See, what we at last learned, the Brahman, the consciousness, was there, and Maya also is there, the material cause. And Brahman and Maya are not two different things. They're two orders of the same reality. Brahman is Satyam, Maya is Mithya. Maya is a name given to the matter in its original subtlest form. Then this matter alone evolves into the subtle universe and the gross universe. So I said, and this is order is given. What evolved first? Now, without giving the great details of the creation, Shastram says the subtle elements evolved first. Subtle elements means the elements which cannot be perceived through senses. Subtle elements evolved first. Then subtle elements have what? Three gunas. Why? Because Maya is nothing but three gunas. Three features of Maya are also found in these five subtle elements. So then the sattvic aspect of each element became sense organ, respective sense organs. And sattvic aspect of all the five elements together constituted the mind. Similarly, the rajasic aspect of each element became organ of power, of organ of action. And then all the rajasic aspect of all the subtle elements became the five physiological functions. This is how the subtle body is what now what is subtle body? Antahkarnam, the mind, okay? Five sense powers, five powers of organs of actions, five physiological functions. These are the factors together constitute the subtle body. So the subtle body is nothing but the evolution of, evolved form of the sattvic and rajasic aspects of the five elements. Isn't it? That's what I said. Then the tamasic aspect of subtle elements alone got grossified, I said. No? Panchikarana means aindaha agadal. Grossification. That means what? Tamasic aspect of each element divided into two halves. Then one half again divided into four parts. And then the 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of each subtle element, okay, joined the other four elements. I tell you, the 1/8 tamasic aspect alone, see, tamasic aspect of subtle elements, remember that all this? I told you last class.
You said divided into two parts.
Yeah, first.
Yeah.
Then after one half remained as it is, the other half divided into four. Kanna, look at this. The one half remained.
Yeah.
The other half divided into second half divided into
four,
and then what? That means what? Four means 1/8.
Yes.
Understand?
Yes.
The 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of each subtle element join the other four elements. Understand?
Yes.
So each, that is what is called grossification. The 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of subtle element joining, okay, each element. 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of space joins what? One element, other element. 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of space joins the fire. 1/8 of tamasic aspect of space joins the water. 1/8 of tamasic aspect of space joins the fire, earth, like that. So each element will have one. Now each tamasic aspect of each subtle element has half of its own. And 1/8 of the other four elements. Is it clear?
Yes, yes.
This is what a grossified element, a gross element. It's called grossification. is called Panchikaranam in Sanskritam. Is it clear, Kanna, now? It's called a grass element. So from this grass element alone evolved all the grass objects, grass things. Grass things means tangible, perceptible, heavy things, grass things evolved from the grass elements. That is why we say this grass body also is what? Grass body is the modified form of the grass elements. Even the plants, etc. So by giving you how this grass body and the subtle body evolved from sattvic rajasic aspects of, you know, the elements, also grass elements, etc. So the whole universe also has to be understood the same way. Now just as your grass body is nothing but the modified form of the these grass elements, similarly, the entire subtle universe also has evolved from what? Sattvic, rajasic aspects of subtle elements. Is it clear? That's what. So the whole universe is what now? Elemental product. Subtle universe and the grass universe. Is it clear now? Evolved from what? The sattvic, rajasic and then tamasic aspects of the elements. Subtle elements, then the subtle elemental products, then grass elements, then the grass elemental products. So the creation is described in four different stages. Kanna, if you see, what first we say Maya was, you know, Brahman the Chaitanyam consciousness, and Maya, they are there. Okay, so like father and mother, they are two different things. Two orders of the same reality. Then from this Brahman and Maya, what we first have is, we say, first subtle elements evolved. This is called Sukshma Bhuta Srishtihi. Evolution of or the manifestation of the subtle elements. Sukshma Bhutangal ni solra Tamilla. Sukshma Bhutani or Sukshma Bhuta Srishtihi means manifestation or creation or the evolution of subtle elements, the first level. Thereafter we talk about what? Maya has three gunas, therefore the subtle elements also have three features, the gunas of the Maya. And we say how the subtle elemental products, Sukshma Bhautika Srishtihi. Sukshma Bhutani means subtle elements. Bhautika means elementals. What are the subtle elementals? All minds, sense powers, powers of organs of actions, five physiological functions, they're all what? They're also elemental products only. But Sukshma Bhautika, understand? Bhuta means element, Bhautika means elemental. So they evolved from subtle elements, no? The sattvic, rajasic aspects of the subtle elements, the subtle elemental products evolved. Is it clear? From the sattvic, rajasic aspects of subtle elements, subtle elementals evolved. So, Sukshma Bhautika Srishti. Is it clear? Bhautikamna, elemental. Then we say, the third stage, what is the third stage of creation? Sthula Bhuta Srishtihi. So, evolution of the manifestation of the grass elements. Sthula Bhuta Srishti. First Sukshma, now we say Sthula Bhuta. How the grass elements evolved. From where? Tamasic aspect of subtle elements. Is it clear now? From the tamasic aspect of subtle elements, grass elements evolved. How the grass elements evolved? By getting grossified. What got grossified? tamasic aspect of subtle elements got grossified. To become grossified, to become gross elements, what happened? The process. What I told you, the tamasic aspect of subtle elements divided into two halves. Okay? The tamasic aspect of each subtle element divided into two halves. The second half one half remained as it is. The second half divided into four. Thereafter, the 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of each subtle element joined every other tamasic aspect of every other tamasic aspect of every half, other half of tamasic aspect of other subtle elements. Is it clear? The tamasic aspect of subtle elements got grossified, thereby the gross elements evolved. Punjarcha, it's called sthula bhuta srishtihi. In the pancha bhutangal, sthula gross elements, how did they come into being? She said that. Thereafter we say, from this gross elements alone, the gross body and anything that is gross in the universe came into being. The sthula bhautikam. From this sthula bhuta, sthula bhautika thing came into being. From the gross elements, gross elemental products evolved. Is it clear now? The four you have to remember, Kanna. Sukshma bhuta srishti, then sukshma bhautika srishti, then sthula bhuta srishti, and sthula bhautika srishti. Four stages you have to remember. This is how the whole jagat has come into being now. What is this gross universe? Just as this gross body is a thing but the combination of the modified form of gross elements, the entire gross universe is modified form of the gross elements. Just as your subtle body is a thing but it is, evolved forms of the what? Subtle, sattvic, rajasic aspect of subtle elements. Similarly, the entire subtle universe is what? Manifestation of sattvic, rajasic aspects of subtle elements. That's why I told you, pinda under means the individual body, brahma under means the cosmos. So whatever is here, that is there in the universe. Whatever is there in the universe is here also. Evam pindanda brahmanda yoho aikyam sambhuta means, this is how pinda anda, the individual body mind complex, is in no way different from, understand, the gross subtle universe, understand, gross and subtle universe. Because everything, the whole universe, subtle universe and the gross universe, including your physical body and subtle body, is nothing but elemental product. Is it clear now? So that's why we say pancha bhautika prapanchaha. This universe is what? Elemental model. This is according to Vedic cosmology, presents the universe as five elemental model. Why doesn't talk about the details of the creation? The idea is we are interested only in knowing, about the, we can study anything about the details of the creation in physics. But we are interested in knowing the truth, the reality of the universe, which has no beginning, which has no end, which is changeless, which is the existence of the cosmos. Understand, which is the pure knowledge. Knowing that, our problem will get resolved. Why are we interested in? What are we interested in? We are not interested in the jagat. Not to study about anything within the realm of the jagat, that we can study biology, physics and chemistry. That is for different purpose. But for moksha, what we ultimately want is moksha. For that moksha, understand, for the freedom from limitations and problems, we want the knowledge of the very reality. unchanging reality, unchanging, beginningless, endless, changeless reality, without which this evolution of the universe is not possible, without which this existence of universe itself is not possible. Like, you know, without water, the ocean cannot exist at all. Similarly, that one substance without which this whole jagat, you know, cannot exist, cannot talk about, cannot be discussed about, you know, that reality alone we need to know. Why? Because in knowing that reality, our problem of this smallness centered on I will be resolved. Namma prachanaikku thirvu enge? We are interested in solving our problem. We are not interested in becoming PhDs and understand now. That's a different thing. I don't say you shouldn't become PhD. Okay? That is a different purpose. When your problem is, understand, you know, a big drug shop, and when they sell varieties of bottles and then tins and then capsules, full of capsules and medicines and tablets, lots of things are sold here. We don't say they're all useless. Okay, the drug shop is very useful. But whoever one who, which the person who goes there, he will search for only one particular tablet which has been prescribed as his by his physician. Why? For his personal problem. He should not say other medicines are useless. He should not say, oh, I want all the medicines because everything is useful. He shouldn't say that. Because he goes to the drug shop for, okay, chemist, specifically for a given medicine which will solve his specific problem, which has been prescribed by his physician. Similarly, all the human beings are specifically, in fact, shown the specific problem of the entire humanity. All the human beings are suffering from one problem of samsara. Understand? And then life of transmigration. And wherein we all of us have the main problem of unhappiness. In spite of, and irrespective of what we have achieved, what we have not achieved, what we, you know, what we have, what we don't have, irrespective of what we are, how we are, all the human beings have this problem of being unhappy, becoming unhappy, always, you know, being dissatisfied, some sort of fear, insecure feeling, all these things are always there. That problem of this smallness centered on I, naan kuraigalai udayavan. No, I had problems in life. Everyone has. There's no human being who says, I have no problem at all. எனக்கு எந்த பிரச்சனையும் இல்லை, ஒரு குறையும் இல்லை. ஐ டோன்ட் ஹேவ் எனி ப்ராப்ளம் அட் ஆல். ஹூ சேஸ்? தேர்ஸ் நோ ஹியூமன் பீயிங் ஹூ சேஸ். தே ஞானிஸ் ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட். ஓகே, தே ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட் பீப்புள். ஓகே, தட் இஸ் வை ஹியர் திஸ் இயர் வி ஆர் நாட் வை ஐ எம் டாக்கிங் சோ மச் ஹியர். தி சாஸ்திரம் டஸ் நாட் டாக் அபவுட் டீடைல்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிரியேஷன். Shastra only tells, okay, how the whole jagat, this is how the jagat has evolved. Jagat is nothing but the material product. The matter, the maya, its original form itself is what? Inert in nature. It's inert in nature. Therefore, the whole jagat is what? Inert in nature. It is dependent on the reality. And in knowing that reality, your problem of smallness or inadequacy centered on I will be resolved. Adukku marundengena. Understand? That is why Bhagavan is called the doctor, Vaidyanatha Swami, Danvantarihi. Danvantarihi, why? Because, you know, a Vaidyanatha Swami, and who is the only med doctor, bishop. Bishak means doctor, not bishop, okay? Bishak is a doctor who can give the bheshajam, the medicine. For what? Bhavaroga, the disease of life of becoming. Piravinoi. Understand? Piravipini. In Tamil, they say piravipini. This is a bhavaroga, bhavarogaha. Bhavaroga means what? Piravipini. The life of becoming.
I've heard that before in a song, bhavaroga. I didn't realize what it was. Piravipini.
Understand? This is the bhavaroga. For this, this is what is the medicine? Knowledge is the only medicine. Bheshajam is what? Medicine. And who do you have to approach? Bhishak, doctor. And who is the Bhishak doctor here? Vaidyanatha Swami, doctor. Vaidyeshan Koval, povang illar. Okay, Bhagavan is not Dhanvantri. If you want Vishnu, Dhanvantri, Shiva, Vaidyanatha Swami. Okay, and Bhagavan sits as what? As a bestower of the teacher of spiritual knowledge. Bestow spiritual knowledge as the teacher. Bhagavan is the Dakshinamurti. So Dakshinamurti is the actual Vaidyanatha Swami.
Who is Vaidyanatha Swami?
Vaidyanatha Swami, okay. In Tamil Nadu, we have many temples. Vaidyaha means doctor. Vaidyanathaha means the lord of doctors.
Okay.
In one of the very popular Shiva temple is Vaidyanatha Swami. Vaidyanathaha. மிளகு உப்பு நிறைய கோயில் உண்டு நம்ம ஊர்ல உப்பு மிளகு வெண்ணெய் எல்லாம்
டிஃபரெண்ட்
மருந்தி டெம்பிள் சோ மெனி டெம்பிள் சென்னைவேர் வி கெட் ஆல் திங்ஸ் நவ் ஐ டெல் யூ வாட் ஐம் சேயிங் இஸ் அ வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் திங் பீப்புள் கோ ஃபார் டிஃபரெண்ட் டிசீசஸ் ஆல்சோ பட் திஸ் இஸ் த வர்ஸ்ட் டிசீஸ் Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because the smallness centered on I. Understand? Therefore, this problem can be solved by only one problem of what? Solved only by the only one solution of jnanam. And knowledge of what? Very reality. That is why you have to know the reality, satyam. And sir, what is satyam? This prakriya tells you. The whole jagat is Brahman. The whole jagat is Ishvara. The whole jagat is Brahman. The whole universe evolved from where? The entire ocean is water. They said water is not the ocean. The entire ocean is water. Similarly, the whole jagat is Brahman. That is what the idea is here. Then, okay, let us go to the text now. I tell you because
Pakshana means what?
Yeah, okay, I should tell you about it. Actually, I have to give you a small book on Dakshinamurti for all of you. I don't know whether I gave you. I'm going to give some small homework hereafter. You have to do simultaneously study all these things. See, Dakshinamurti is one of the names of the Lord, especially Lord Shiva. Why? Because again, who is Lord Shiva? The question will come. That's better I always say, one of the names of the Lord is Dakshinamurti. And we have also the person of the form. We have a symbol. Symbol which stands for Dakshinamurti. Who is also known by the word Dakshinamurti. Uru Murkadaka. See, Bhagavan has no form. But we have a form which stands for Dakshinamurti. Which stands for the Lord as Dakshinamurti. See, when you invoke Bhagavan's, we say all that is there is only Bhagavan. There's no second thing other than Bhagavan. Iruppadellam Irivane. So when you invoke Bhagavan as the bestower of spiritual knowledge, see, in our culture, when we worship and pray, because we have emotional needs, so many emotional needs. Understand, emotional needs are many. Therefore, we worship the Bhagavan as the one who fulfills the given need. Therefore, we give a different name to the Lord. Like Vigneshwaraha means remover of obstacles. Who is the remover of obstacles? Nar Dondiviran, the whole jagat Bhagavan. Understand? Bhagavan, the whole, is the remover of obstacles. Then you invoke the Lord as the remover of obstacles in a given form. You have a symbol. Therefore, Bhagavan is not the form. This form stands for Bhagavan. Understand? And what is the name of the Lord? Vinayakaha, Vigneshwaraha. Why do you invoke the Lord as the Vigneshwara, the Lord of obstacles? The Lord of obstacles alone is capable of removing the obstacles. Understand? One who is Lord of obstacles cannot be subject to obstacles, cannot be affected by obstacles. And Lord also is affected by obstacles. How can He protect you from obstacles? That is why we say the Lord of obstacles, remover of obstacles. What is the purpose there? All my obstacles and all my endeavors have to be eliminated. What do you want? You do your best, you put in your efforts, wait for the time. What you want is grace. We need the anugraha of Daivam. All the phenomena have to be conducive for us. Then we seek Bhagavan's grace. Similarly, the needs are many, therefore we worship the only Bhagavan in different forms with the different names. We invoke Bhagavan as the bestower of spiritual knowledge. What is his name? Dakshinamurti. And Dakshinamurti is said to be Dakshinamurti. Why? Because Dakshinaha means expert. Understand? Expert. Not the Dakshina, okay? Dakshina is different. That is a different thing, okay? Dakshinaha means Dakshaha. Dakshaha, Dakshinaha means expert. You have to be very careful in Tamil, right, in Tamil, okay?
Because in Tamil.
Dakshinaha. Because in people who write in Tamil, I tell you, Takshaha means woodcutter, carpenter. Takshati means, okay? The carpenter is called Takshakaha, Takshaha. But Dakshaha, Dakshinaha means expert. Expert. The one who is known for expertise. See, anyone who is known for expertise in given field is what? Dakshinaha. Okay, now cycle Dakshina. Cycling Dakshina means Shiva Shakti. Understand? Like then you can say the Dakshinaha means expert. Understand? And Amurtihi means formless. Dakshinaha cha, Amurtihi cha. Okay, expert as well as the formless. The one who is formless, we don't say he who is, okay, the one who is formless. That which is formless as well as expert in revealing the Swarupam, you know, in revealing its own nature, is what? Dakshinamurti.
Formless.
Why? Because?
Amurti means formless.
Amurti.
Amurti. Amurti. Amurti. Amurti, formless. Understand? Formless. First class Sankratla, your name only will be sung. Please come there. I'm going to explain the meaning of your name.
Oh, Lakshinamurti.
Shiva Shakti. Shiva Shakti. No, because Shivaratri Puja. I'm going to explain what is Shiva Shakti. Okay, that's the stotra, the secret. I reveal to you here. Okay, so Amurti means formless. See, consciousness, you know what consciousness is now? Consciousness is formless. And at least you understood what slight understanding of what consciousness is. Don't worry, you have to keep on listening to the class, then one fine day it becomes much clearer. Okay? The more you listen, clearer it will be. Have you understood? Yes. Is very clear? Somewhat clear. Not very clear. You can't say, no, I have not understood at all, you cannot say. You cannot say, I have understood very well. That is how Vedanta will be. Okay? And the more you listen, clarity will enhance. I always say this. I've told Rajnaji, in the beginning he used to get irritated. Now he understands that. He tells him. He tells, yes, the more we listen. Because what does this always say? Listening, we have to, just by listening. Understand? The repeated listening, how it enhances. Understand? So what I'm saying here, consciousness is the source of knowledge. Understand? Consciousness is the source of knowledge. Therefore, any knowledge, communication is what? Teaching is what? Teaching involves communication. And for one to communicate, there must be knowledge. Understand? Knowledge has to be transferred from one head to the other head, which through communication. That is what is teaching. Vision has to be transferred. Therefore, the source of knowledge is Dakshinamurti. Therefore, we say, there is no better teacher, understand, than Dakshinamurti, Adi Guru. If you say, because source of knowledge happens to be consciousness, the consciousness, the source of knowledge personified is what? Okay, whichever teacher is, it's a big topic, okay, I shouldn't have gone to this, but I'm saying, it's a very big topic. Whoever, whichever teacher is teaching, the teaching comes from where? Knowledge, you know? Understand? What is knowledge? Thought. Where is thought? Not outside of consciousness. Understand? Whoever teaches any subject matter, teaching is what? Transference of, transferring of knowledge from one mind to another mind. So the knowledge is, where is, suppose whatever you know, where do you have it? Even when you communicate, you know, you communicate something to some other person, what do you talk? You mean, understand, whatever you talk is in the form of knowledge. That knowledge is where? It's in the form of thought. Where is the thought? Not outside of consciousness. Understand? Therefore, any knowledge comes from where? Whichever teacher is speaking. Okay? Whichever is the wave, every wave is where? Not outside of water. Similarly, whichever mouth is speaking, understand, whatever words are coming out, but they are coming from the mind, in the, okay, the thoughts, which are not outside of consciousness. Understand? That is why we say, consciousness is the source of knowledge. Dakshina Amurtihi and Dakshinaha also. Therefore, Dakshinaha Acha Asa Amurtischa Dakshina Amurtihi. The Lord invoked as the bestower of spiritual knowledge is said to be the formless reality, the source of knowledge is the Lord of, okay, Lord. Therefore, we say the expert teacher. One meaning. Another meaning is, Dakshinamurti, when you the form of Dakshinamurti, always placed facing the southern direction. Dakshina means southern direction. Dakshina dasha. The Dakshina has one meaning is different, okay? Giving Dakshina to somebody. Mm-hmm. This, okay, that's a different thing. A Guru Dakshina, or no, any Dhanam Dakshina, that's Dakshina is different. But here, Dakshina also means southern direction. Ten disai. Dakshina dasha. Dakshina dasha means what? Ten disai, southern direction. And Murtihi, one who sits facing southern direction, is who? Dakshina Murtihi. And we say here, because southern direction always stands for Lord, time, and ignorance. Northern direction always stands for knowledge.
Really?
Yeah. Terku Yamanai Kurikum, Vadakku Jnanate Kurikum. Why? Because in India, Ganga flows in north of India. Don't, South India is bad, okay?
That's what I was about to.
Yeah, don't worry, we are all from South India, so that doesn't mean that.
But we are from North Sri Lanka.
No, I'm from South India.
Is Sri Lanka or South India? You know that.
You're not giving meaning to our name now, after what she has said. Oh, yeah.
Sri Lanka is South India, okay? For me, Bangladesh is South India, Pakistan is India, Sri Lanka is India. They cut Bharat Mata's hands and legs, okay? Yeah, that's true. Understand? They're all India. Akhanda Bharatam, you know, don't know that, okay? We will talk, people will come and kill me. Okay? But this is truth. It's a fact.
It's
a fact. Sri Lanka is India. Anyway, South India, don't worry. A very special South India. Now, okay, what do you say? Southern northern direction stands for Ganga is flowing, okay? Generally, north stands for... Oh my God, is it okay? Namaste, Shilama. Oh my God. Oh, she is, yes. A very important thing, I have to get the book from her. Okay, this northern direction, north stands for jnanam, knowledge. And south stands for time factor, kalan. When the knowledge sees the time will disappear. Okay, Shilama. Okay, Shilama, I hope I'm not troubling you. Shilama, you know, we are doing Shankaram on Saturday afternoon, evening. Yeah. And then, because we had to take Xerox copies, and do you want me to come and help you to see, search for the book tomorrow evening? Now, tomorrow evening, oh, I have class, I had to go Saturday. Tomorrow, do you know where it is, Shilama? Okay, it'd be nice if we can get it tomorrow, by tomorrow, at least by at least tomorrow, day after morning. Yeah. Namaste. Okay. Okay, Shilama. Okay, namaste. No, no, she's going to search for it. She'll give you later on. We'll see what we can do. Anyway, see, this is, what the idea is, Dakshinamurti sits in the north, facing south. When knowledge sees, the time factor will disappear. Time, the Lord Death cannot stand in front of knowledge. The fear of death cannot be there. Why? Because consciousness is timeless, isn't it? Consciousness is free from time limitation. That's the idea. One who knows, suppose the knowledge and fear of death cannot remain together. Like how darkness and light cannot stay together. Fear of death and knowledge cannot stay together. Where there is knowledge of the self, there cannot be fear of death. There is no time limitation also. Time limitation is there only when you identify yourself with the time-bound anatma. When you identify yourself with the timeless reality, atma, then there is no time limitation. Because atma is free, has no time limitation. Atma is free from time limitation. Is it clear?
Yes.
That is why he sees, he sits facing the south and the time factor, Yaman, the Kalaha just disappears. That is why people who want clarity, I tell you, when you go to Dakshinamurti, Shiva temple here, any Shiva temple, you can, Dakshinamurti sitting, always you can see him sitting facing south. And then he wears yellow dress. On Thursdays, people really make him feel very heavy with all Karlamala. Dakshinamurti feels very heavy.
Why Karlamala?
Because anything yellow is good for, you know, Dakshinamurti. They put that yellow dress and all that. Thursdays, you know, people go.
Oh, yes.
And then when you're so confused, you want some clarity, go and stand in Dakshinamurti, pray to Bhagavan. Dakshinamurti is very auspicious. Murti, very good. When you go to the temples, stand under Dakshinamurti, you should pray for clarity, for removal of confusions, to make proper right decisions sometimes, and also above all for spiritual knowledge. Very special. Dakshinamurti is very, very, that's why in our Gurukulam we have only Dakshinamurti temple.
Really?
I can ask Ashad Radhanji to send the picture to you if you want, if he can give you. Email ID. Pardon?
We get this magazine from Shivananda Ashram.
Divine Life Society magazine.
And it has a conversation between Yama and Nachiketa. What is
the... That is different, that is different. That is different. That is a Kathopanishad, that's a different thing. That we will do.
It is
Kathopanishad. Who is Nachiketa?
That is now, I'm not talking about now. You have to listen to me systematically.
I told you. Better not ask.
No. What I'm saying, listen to this. This part, when you're studying Shastram, we should jump from one place to another place.
Mm.
It's like systematic study means, see, it's like you have to go step by step without leaping. First step, second step, third step. It's like when you're in 8th standard, finish the 8th standard course, then go to 9th standard class, 9th syllabus. Because you get the books for 10th standard books, I want to just have a glance of 10th standard books. When I mean 6th standard means, you can have a glance, but it would be of no use. Understand? Then discussing about the doubts you have, that also will be of no use. I don't say you shouldn't understand that. I don't say you can't understand that. Because we are understanding the basic fundamental things to understand all the Upanishads later on. Understand? Now, it took so long for me to convince even these people, because we've been studying different Upanishads and all of that. And then, because I told them, when I started teaching that Upanishad books, I realized, because anything I had to go back and start explaining small things. So it takes so long, because the basic things I had to teach. I find it even now, understand? A lot of things I had to teach. Then luckily, I had to do Tattva Bodha. Then I decided Tattva Bodha is the text I had to do for all the students here, irrespective of whatever they have studied before. Understand? Okay. Sikena, that's Dakshinamurti. Why I make this class a little light, because evening class I don't want to feel fall asleep. That's why I make it a little light also. Anyway, that is Dakshinamurti. Okay. No, my idea was, what I say, because this is the problem, why Shastram here does not talk about the creation in detail. It only says, the Shastram gives us the idea, look at this, to understand. Come on, whatever is this universe is the material product. Okay? There was a matter, uncreated, beginningless matter existed. And the matter uncreated, therefore it's also not destroyed. Matter is never created, never can it be destroyed. Understand? Therefore, there is no such thing called destruction at all for anything in this life, in this universe. Aļivu enbadhu endha oru porulukkum illai. Then what do we mean by destruction then? What about the death and things happening? There is only relative destruction. There is no absolute destruction. The change is what? Relative destruction. If a nice shining skin becomes a wrinkled skin, means the change. Understand? The wrinkles and wrinkles and wrinkles one day become very skinny bony, then one day cremated and becomes ashes, means what? It's only change. What happened? There's a big log of wood. What happened to the big tree? My God, where is the tree? Look at it. We have big logs of wood are kept there in the corner of the house. Then one day you go there, where are the wood? You see only coal. Same the tree which became logs of wood, okay? And then that wood alone is what? Burnt, and now we have coal here. One day you see the fire. Oh my God, what is this? Where are the tree? That tree which became logs of wood, which became coal, which is now in the form of fire. And after some time you see the ashes. Again, those ashes become what? Get mixed with what? Become minerals and become one with this earth, soil. Understand? So what happens? The changed, the constantly changing. This the change is what is called relative destruction. Destruction of wood is what? The death of wood is the tree is birth of wood. Understand? Death of wood is birth of coal. Death of coal is what? Birth of fire. Okay? Again it goes. It burns ashes. And burns and changes. Then ashes. Then ashes also go. Then we get some mixed minerals in the soil. This what is called change, okay? This change is called relative destruction. There is no such thing called total disappearance of anything. That's called, no, total, absolute destruction is not there for anything. Therefore, matter is not created, matter cannot be destroyed also. And this matter also is uncreated, beginningless. But for the matter is, what is the nature? It's inert. Understand? There is naturally, there is a power of knowing is there in matter. Listen to this. There's a power of knowing, there's a power of activity, there's a power of inertia. All these powers are inherent in matter. Understand? Subtlest form. How the matter was initially, if anybody wants to know, nobody can know. Know why? The mind itself, look at this. Mind is the highest form of manifestations. Look at this. Everything is a product. Like how this table is a product of the wood, your own mind is what? Product of elements. I told you, sattvic aspect of elements alone form the mind. Therefore, mind itself is what? Elemental product. We say subtlest of manifestations. Have you ever seen the mind? No. Do you know there is a mind? You understand the mind is. You understand how the mind is. But you don't know what the mind is. Understand? Where the mind is. You can't locate it. You only understand the mind being manifest. Why? It is subtle. It is not the grass. How you see your legs and hands? Understand? You can't see your mind. But you can understand the mind. Something called mind. How the thoughts constitute the mind. The mind alone is the instrument using which you have to know everything. Understand? So mind is the instrument which is used to know everything. The mind itself is what? The product of matter. So therefore the mind can never know. Okay? Mind can never know how the actual matter would have been. It is like I told you once, I don't know whether you remember this, the child, 2-year-old child, looks into the marriage album of the parents. And it sees mother and father with the garland sitting in the manapandal. And child becomes cranky and starts crying. Why am I not there? Why I am not there? I am not sitting. And then the child's cousin who was 4-year-old, that time was, I think, who was around as another tiny fellow who could also sit on his mother's lap. Why my cousin is there, who's 2-year-old, okay, older than this boy, and why I'm not there? The boy will be crying. What will they say? Can parents explain this to the boy? No. Shut up. And they give something, and then they'll try to console, make him forget about the question, but they can't explain to him because he's too young to understand. And he understand, at least that he can understand later on. Why? Because he was not there before the marriage. That's why he is not there. See, the mind itself is what? The product of the matter. The matter must have. You can't say, I want to see the seed exactly how it looked. I also want to see the same seed breaking into a sprout. Understand? And a small seedling. I want to see the seedling as well as the seed. Can you see together? The seed must undergo completely a change for the sprout to come, for the seedling to be there. When you see the seedling, this seedling alone was there in the form of a seed, understand? But you can't see the same seed again, the seedling, sapling, understand? But if there is a seed, then work cannot be there. Sapling cannot be there. Similarly, is it clear? When the seed is there, there cannot be sapling. When the sapling has grown, the seed has undergone a change. Similarly, when there is mind, mind itself is what? Modified, okay? Mind itself evolved from a what? Mind itself has evolved from the matter in its original form, isn't it? So this mind cannot know how exactly the matter was. Understand? But our Shastras say very beautifully, there was a matter before the mind evolved. Mind was, everything existed. Like before the tree came into being, it was in seed form. Similarly, the whole universe, okay, your own mind also existed in the form of what? The matter, its original form. The matter was. That matter has no beginning, it has no end. That means what? It is not destructible, okay? It's indestructible. But it undergoes changes. That is how the whole jagat has evolved. Is it clear? Therefore, what is this mind? Material product. What are these sense powers? Material products. What are the powers of organs of actions? Material products. What are the pranas? Material products. What is this gross body? Material product. So what? The entire body, mind, sense complex is what? Matter. Material product. What about this whole universe? Material product. Understand? Therefore, this just it says the whole jagat is a matter which is inert. Bhautika prapanchaha. It's called prapanchaha because it is evolved from, it's a five elemental model. Pancha means five. It's a material product, okay? For this matter and the evolved material universe, which is evolved from the matter in its original form, has its being, has its existence where? In consciousness. In awareness. So minus consciousness, universe is as good as non-existent. Understand? I tell you one thing. See, water, look at this, water plus the form, okay, ocean, okay, water plus the form ocean is equal to what? Water. Understand? Water plus the form ocean was equal to what?
Water.
Water. Water plus the form wave is equal to what? Water. Water minus ocean is equal to what? Water minus ocean form is equal to water. Form is gone, that's all, isn't it? Ocean minus water is equal to?
Nothing.
Zero. Understand? Similarly, consciousness plus the material universe is equal to?
Consciousness.
Understand? Consciousness plus the universe is equal to consciousness. Consciousness minus universe is equal to
consciousness.
Universe minus consciousness?
Zero.
You know why? Is it clear now?
Yeah.
Clear. Why? Because what I'm saying, existence. Therefore, the whole universe does not have independent existence. See, matter in an unevolved form, the matter is not evolved into the universe also. Matter does not exist outside of consciousness. Matter has no independent existence. The universe is not there. Where was the universe? It was in a it was in the original form, causal form. Even then the matter was not outside of consciousness. Okay, matter is evolved into the universe. Even then the unmanifest, okay, condition, the matter in its original subtlest form also does not have independent existence. Therefore, the matter is an evolved form, manifest form as the universe also does not have independent existence. Whereas consciousness can exist independent of matter. Like what? I don't know whether you remember the same example. When there is water, okay, if the water is still asaivatra neer, everywhere you see the still water, clean, clear, still water, without any ripple, without any motion, still water is there. Then what do you say? Look at the stillness of water. You see there two orders of the same reality. When you say, I see the stillness of water, what do you say? I see water, I also see stillness. What do you say? I see water, I also see stillness. But can you see the stillness without the water? But can you say, I don't see stillness at all, I see only water, can you say? There is stillness, no? Because there is water. How the water is? Can you say there's no stillness at all? You can't say stillness is not there at all. Because there is stillness of water. Water is still. How the water is, how will you say? How the water is, or what will you say? Water is still. You have to say that, no? Therefore, you cannot say stillness is not there at all. But nor can you say stillness has independent existence. Stillness can exist independent of water. But water, the H2O, can exist without being still, without the stillness. Is it okay? Water, the H2O, can be without the stillness, without being still. But the stillness cannot be without the H2O. I mean, stillness of water cannot be without the H2O. Is it clear? Tanitha asaivinmai mattum irukka mudiyuma? Neerin asaivinmai nu sonna? Understand? That is why when we say, we cannot say there are two different things. Why? Because stillness does not exist independent of, okay, this is a small stool, this is a big table. There are two different things. They are inseparable. Even though we say stillness of the water, we say, but we do see, experience stillness, we also see the water. That's why we say, water is satyam, which exists independent of stillness, but the stillness which cannot exist independent of the water is what? Mithya. They are not two different things, but two orders of the same reality. Is it clear? Similarly, look here, listen here. Similarly, now what happens? Stillness, then what is the water there? H2O. In stillness, water is what? H2O. Then the stillness is disturbed. Stillness evolves into what? Big ripples, big waves, small waves. Understand? And jumping, and it drops. What are these waves? Waves are nothing but modified, evolved form of the stillness. Understand? But even here, okay, can these waves exist independent of water, H2O again? No. So water, as stillness also, water is independent of stillness. In the waves also, water is independent of waves. And water, in whether it is in the waves or it is in stillness, water is always H2O. Swarupam is what? It always is H2O. Understand? But waves cannot exist independent of water. Stillness also cannot exist independent of water. Is it clear now? Similarly, look at this. This Maya, okay, matter in its original form, subtlest form also, does not have independent existence, cannot exist independent of consciousness. Similarly, the evolved matter is what? Universe is evolved from the matter. The material universe also does not exist independent of consciousness. For matter in the original form or the evolved form has no independent existence. Like what? Stillness or waves, disturbed stillness. Understand? The stillness of water does not exist outside of water. Understand? Is it clear? Similarly, the disturbed stillness is what? Waves are nothing but modified, evolved, manifested, disturbed stillness. Understand? These waves also do not exist outside of water. And the water is always satyam. Water has not undergone any change. Why? Because water is always H2O. The H2O has changed and we can say water also undergone change. No. Water has not undergone any change. Water is always the H2O. What change has happened? Where is the change? Stillness has undergone change to become waves. Asaivinmai il mari asivugal erpattadana. And neeruk enna achuna? Neer is the same. Water is the same. Isn't it? This example, don't take it very seriously. Just is all, these examples are given to make you think little bit how there are two orders of the same reality. So you cannot say, oh, I see only water. But you have to account for stillness, which is there. Mm-hmm. How the water is? Stillness. What is the stillness then? The power which is inherent, understand? The H2O. Isn't it clear? There are two different things, but two orders are the same reality. One is satyam, another one is mithya. Similarly, look at this. What is this mind? What are the senses? They all have evolved from where? Maya. Okay? Whether the before the universe evolved also, matter is in original subtlest form, then also matter does not exist outside of consciousness. Okay, matter has undergone changes to become the universe. Having become the universe also doesn't have independent existence. Like the stillness or the waves do not have existence outside of water. I don't want to say water, the H2O. Similarly, Jnanathirkku veliye jagathilla. Is it clear? There's no universe outside of pure consciousness. Is it clear? That's what, that is the teaching here. Therefore, Your idea is, why I have to tell you all these things, why universe, the evolution of universe, Shastram does not talk much about it, because Shastram's aim is, there's a specific aim. What is the specific aim? To help you to resolve your problem of smallness centered on I. By making your, by helping you resolving, by helping, it has to help you to resolve your identity. Wrong identity you have to understand, have the right identity. And here A, it is all material products. I cannot be placed on the material products. I has to be shifted, lifted from the material product, shifted to the spiritual principle. Understand? The actual consciousness. Now what we do, understand? The wave thinks, I am a wave. Then an enlightened wave has to teach the this ignorant grumbling, lamenting, worrying, no? Complaining wave, come on, you are a wave, you are ocean. You cannot become bigger than what you are. You are already what you want to be. For which you have to shift your notion, I sense, from the name and form wave to the actual H2O. Similarly, Shastram tells, we, the lamenting individual, you have to shift your, you have your I sense on your grass body. You have your I sense on your subtle body. You have your I sense on your pranas. You have your I sense on your sense powers. You have your I sense on your powers of organs of actions. Every power of organ of action, okay? And you have I sense on your intellect sometimes. Sometimes I sense on your mind. Sometimes I sense on your memory. My God, the whole body, mind and complex, no? You have the I sense, aham buddhi. Understand? Aham buddhi means I notion on the body, mind and complex. This has been lifted with the help of knowledge. Understand? Lift it and shift it and place it. Where will you place it? In pure consciousness. So from the anatma body mind and complex, you have to shift it to atma, the chaitanyam, the consciousness. Understand? How will you do? Shift it physically? No. In terms of knowledge, cognitively. Understand? You have to shift, cognitive shift has to take place. Arivu purvama nama purinjukkanum. Cognitive shift. That is why Shastram just says how this universe is the material product. This body mind complex also is a material product. Therefore, all the matter and the material universe products are matter and its product is what? Mithya. Why? It has no independent existence. What is Satyam? Consciousness. Which Atma, which is Brahman. The reality of the whole Jagat. Understand? This is what is the main teaching. And here, actually, is it time?
5 to 9.
I have 5 minutes. Okay. Now I tell you, I didn't even go to the text. Anyway, I've been talking to you. I think I'm really glad you remember at least this much. Too much of Sanskritam, so I just want to tell you what the actual subject matter is. I'm going to make you read the textbook anyway. Look at this. So, what happens? So, what is this whole Jagat is Ishvara. The whole cosmos is what?
Ishvara.
Ishvara. Now, what is Satyam and Mithya? The two things. Who is the Lord? Yar Thalaivan Idhila?
Satya.
Satya must be the Lord which has independent existence. Understand? Therefore, the truth, the whole Jagat being the manifestation of the Satyam. We say what? The whole Jagat is Ishvara. we say here, but what we think as an individual, because of because there's self-ignorance, and because you mistake the anatma for the, you do not know what atma is, you do not know you are atma, because you do not know what atma is, and then what you do, you mistake the anatma for the atma, self. Then you mistake all the limitations of the anatma upon the, for the atma's limitations. And you have your all notions about yourself. I am this, I am that, I am small, I am ignorant, I am insignificant, I am unhappy, I am small. All these notions. And all your desires are impelled by your inner pressure of wanting to be different from what you are. Why? Because you have a sense of being small. The smallness is centered on, I am small, I am a mortal. This notion causes lot of pressure in you that I want to be bigger than what I am, greater than what I am. I am unhappy, I want to be happy. I am going to die, I want to live long. I am insignificant, I want to be significant. I am unhappy, I want to become happy. Understand? I'm a mortal. So all this, that's why this, I want to. The very want itself comes. Want gets added to the word I because of the smallness centered on I. The smallness centered on I is due to your identity with the body, mind and complex. And the limitations of the body, mind and complex superimposed upon the I. And that is because of the ignorance of the self. What actually the I means. What this I is. We do not know. Understand? And that is why, then what you say, okay, once you identify yourself, because without knowing what the Atma is, what actually the substance or the substantive I is, understand? Not knowing what exactly the word I means, then when you have identity with the body maintenance complex, you are known as Jivaha. Who is the Jivaha? Atma. Okay? Being ignorant of, look at this, Atma identified with body maintenance complex is said to be what? Jivaha. Jeeva endra payar perugiran. Is there a real jeeva now? Notional. Understand? So just the notion. I am a jeevatma. Jeeva means what? Individual. I am an individual. I am a jeeva. I am jeevatma. Understand? I am a jeeva. I am an individual. This is notion. Every individual has this notion. That is why individual is said to be an individual. Why this notion? Because I, understand, identify the Atma, identify one, identifies oneself with the body, mind and complex. Okay. Once this individuality is, once the Jivatam is, you know, accepted, once the individuality is there, once you think you are an individual, then what do you say? I am different from the universe. All the differences come. Jiva, jiva, bedaha. Jiva, jagat, bedaha. Jiva, ishvara, bedaha. Jagat, ishvara, bedaha. Lord is different from the universe. Universe is different from the Lord. I am different from the universe. I am different from the Lord. Understand? I am different from the universe. If you think, then this is what? Again, notion. Understand? I am different from the Lord. I am distant from the Lord. I am different from the Lord. This difference is called what? Jiva Ishvara Bhedaha. Say that. Jiva Ishvara Bhedaha. When does this difference come? When one thinks one is an individual. When does one think one is an individual? When one identifies oneself with the body mind sense complex. Why does one identify oneself with the body mind sense complex? Because one does not know what the self is. Is it clear?
So Swami, what's the difference from jivaha to jivan?
That's what I'm saying. Just the differences are, okay, there's no difference. That's what I'm saying.
Jivan and jivaha.
Listen, no, we just say jivaha. Means Tamil, we say jivan. In Sanskritam, we say jivaha. Same meaning. Jivaha, Sanskritam, jivan, Tamil. Okay? Listen what I'm saying. But jivaha means what? Individual is English word. Jivaha is Sanskrit word. This individuality, okay, once you think you are an individual, then you are what? Different from the universe. And you always, you see, in your understanding, in your perception, you are different from the Lord, the universe, the total. Universe, you are different from the Lord. Understand? So Shastram says, as long as, look at this, as long as this difference between you, the individual, and the Ishvara is there, as long as you perceive this difference between Jiva and Ishvara, as long as, okay, there is perception of this Jiva-Ishvara-Bhedaha, Jiva Ishvara Bheda Drishtihi Yavat Paryantam Tishtati. As long as the perception of duality, perception of difference between Ishvara and you, the individual, stays, remains, so long you will be subject to samsara. Samsara will not go away. You will not be free from samsara at all. The samsaram is where it is. The problem in Tamil Nadu is, every wife is known as samsaram. When the husbands introduce the wives, no, my samsara, my bond, that's what they mean.
I'm in the center. I put a samsara in the check.
Huh?
Samsara,
what is that?
Where's the perfume?
Sahara.
No, samsara.
Samsara,
yeah.
Quite famous perfume. That was like,
yeah, it was in 1990. See, now, always the people are very clever now, what to market the best, market the products. And they always use any terms which attract people, okay? Okay, now what I want to say, this is what the samsara. So, what is samsaraha? The question will come. Okay? Samsaraha is life of transmigration. Transmigratory life. What is transmigratory life? Shastram says, a life, understand the fact. See, nobody else tells this so clearly, so assertively, so authentically, very firmly. Only our Shastras talk about it. Life is not a straight line which has beginning and end. Life is a beginningless, endless cycle wherein there are many births and many deaths. Life is a beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. Understand? All the so-called individuals are what? Born, and they live their lives, exhausting, okay, enjoying pains and pleasures, and one point death, again they are born, again then who is born, what is death, you have to understand, okay, what happens to the body, and who continues to live, how sukshma shariram continues to live, sthulam alone falls. The fall of the stulam is said to be the death, okay? And the sukshma, when does sukshma leave? How does it assume another body? How the life continues? It's a different thing, okay? That we'll learn later on. This life is a cycle. Samsaraha. So, and then this samsaraha is said to be what? Bondage of karma. one cannot free oneself from this samsara. One cannot escape from this cycle of births and deaths. How long will it be there? As long as you have individuality, as long as you cannot resolve your identity with the totality, the Ishvara, as long as you don't resolve this perception of difference between you, the individual, and the Lord, samsara will continue to be there. Understand? Therefore, this Jiva Ishvara Bhedaha should not be accepted. That means what? How can I not simply not accepting? We have to resolve this problem of erroneous perception of the individual being different from the Lord, the total universe. Jiva Ishvara Bhedaha, understand, has to be what? Removed. Jiva Ishvara, there is no Bheda really speaking. Bheda Drishti has to be resolved. There is no difference between Jiva and Ishvara. But there is only perception of difference. See, the wave is never different from the ocean. Understand? Wave is never different from the ocean. Wave is never away from the ocean also. But there's a notion that wave is different. The perception of wave being different from the ocean. Similarly, the Jiva is never distant and different from Ishvara. But there's a perception of Jiva being different from Ishvara. This perception is what? Erroneous. Okay? The error is in perception. Error is due to the ignorance. Understand? Therefore, for this, how to resolve this problem, that we'll come back and see. Om. Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshinamurtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Pragyam Cha Prayaccha Swaha. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. I changed this mantra today. Purnamidam Purnam Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.